Okay, so this is the first episode of my new podcast, Stories of My Life. I got a crazy life. But I was already shooting this and I was like, it's kind of dry. So I decided to invite someone, or people, and that's Tomasa and Lola.
Hi!
Yep, they're here.
Oh my god.
We did that so good.
I know.
That was great.
That was
like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So do you want us to like introduce ourselves?
Yeah, introduce yourselves.
All right. So, yeah.
I'm going to introduce myself.
All right. I'm Lola.
I'm Tomasa.
And we have the podcast here on Anchor and Spotify. It's called Behind the Mask. Go check it out.
Yeah, go check it out.
I'm listening to this one.
Yeah.
It's great. It's funny.
I hope
Love
so.
The new episode. So, there was a certain topic I want to talk about, because I haven't told you guys this story, so it would be like a new story to you guys, too.
Okay. All right.
So, and Tomasa could probably tell her story, too.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, this topic, we're focusing on our period stories.
Oh, okay.
Listen, because this is a funny story for me.
Okay.
And I've never told you guys a story yet.
Okay.
So, one day, I just woke up, got out of bed. I went to the restroom, and I just saw blood in my underwear. I knew what was happening, but I started freaking out. I started crying. I was like, this can't be happening. I'm not ready for this.
This can't be happening.
No, yes, listen. I was like, I'm not ready for this. Like, I can't do this right now. I'm not ready. I can't be doing this right now. And I started freaking out, and I was texting my older cousin. And I was like, dude, I started my period. But listen, 11 days before that, I pranked my cousin about starting my period.
Oh, you see that?
You see that? That's crazy, right?
What a coincidence.
That's weird.
Yeah, and it was on April Fool's. Like, that's when I pranked her. 11 days later, there I am, bleeding, crying.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I never see you cry. Like, ever.
I've seen you cry.
I think I've seen you cry like once.
Yeah, but anyways, I was freaking out. And then it was Easter that day, the day I started. Like,
oh my gosh.
So yeah, it was Easter.
Festive surprise.
Yeah, what a great Easter day gift. But that's what happened. So, like, I was just screaming and freaking out. My dad and my brother, they're like, what? And then I'm like, oh, my God. And then I started calling my mom, and my brother was like, I think she got her period. He told my dad. And then I just yelled. I was like, shut up. And my brother.
Gosh, I remember that you Snapchatted me. You're like, guess what? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
you're
told
like, I'm
me.
Like,
you told
yeah,
me
but I didn't tell you guys the story.
No. First time I've heard that.
That's a good story.
Yeah, but my brother was like, yeah, she started her period.
Like, for sure.
So I was, like, on the phone with my mom, texting my cousin, freaking out. And my cousin, she's so nice. She bought me some underwear. She brought me shorts. And she brought me chocolate and Nutella. Greatest day ever.
Nobody did that for you, Tomasa.
No one did that for me.
Oh, my God. I remember... Since you're with your dad, I remember you sent me a Snapchat of the aisle of pads and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the organic brands is Lola.
Yeah, it said Lola. So I was like, I'm going to send that to Lola. And then I also sent her a Snapchat. I just love shopping for pads with my dad and my brother.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. She showed me that one, and I was like, yeah.
Lola, really this odd. Is an A-B conversation. You're over here showing, see? Come on. Wow. But,
Quiet. C is a part of B, and B is a part of C.
Well, no one told C to jump over B and come talk to A and B.
I don't understand math that well, A-B. So...
You have a 99 in math.
Tomasa... Awesome. You're literally the smartest kid in our school.
I love my friend.
Yeah. But, Tomasa, I want to hear your period story again. It was a pretty funny story.
Okay. I remember.
Oh my
Wait,
god.
So you can't jump in though, because I want to tell it.
I was there.
Yeah, everyone be quiet.
Okay, right. So everyone, two other people. So I remember the day I it was actually a really good day. I remember like there were in theater, some older kids came and performed for us. And I remember I was on my way to ELA that day, and I remember I just stopped in the hallway because like something happened to my stomach, and I was like, ow, jeez. And I was just like, ow. And I stopped in the middle, and then I was like, okay. And I kept walking, and I was fine. I went to theater. I loved it. And then I went then I went to pre-athletics, and, you know, I usually always go to the bathroom before. And then I saw some blood there.
And then she came out of the stall. She was all excited. She's like, Lola, I got my parent. I'm just like, okay.
She was like, really?
Yeah, I was like, really?
And
she's like, yeah, I'm so excited.
I remember like, that week, the next day, I had to do the mile.
Oh, yeah.
And that was God. So hard. That was, like, really hard for me.
It's already hard running the mile. I couldn't imagine doing it on my period, especially the next day. No.
You're like, no.
No.
And people will decide to be the most annoying when you're on your period.
I know.
Just honestly,
like,
bro.
What is up with that? Today, it's just been, like, rough. Like, that, it just always happens. You know, everything always happens, like, right when you're on your period.
Yeah. Like, the first time ever you get your period, everyone's so nice to you. But after that, they don't care. They do not care.
I laugh at Tommaso for it.
Man, Lola, I want you to get your period so bad. I'm going
to... I'm going to be fine.
She wants to laugh at us. No, you're not. You're going to be the worst out of all of us. I know you are.
I'm going to be fine. You're
fine. Nah, you're not going to be fine.
Pay you $10 and I'm going to be fine.
Wow, she's really throwing that money.
Yeah.
$10.
I'll give you 20.
20.
20?
I don't know. Lola's gonna be one of those late girls that doesn't start till she's like 15.
No. I'm
yes.
Not.
I thought I wasn't gonna start till 7th grade.
For you.
What?
Okay, so yeah, that was my period story.
Yeah, pretty cool story, I guess. Running miles. Cool.
I'm just thinking how awkward this will be if any boys from our school would be like, they talk to me in period.
No, I'm not, man. I'll block them. I'll figure it out.
You can check, like, right now we have 8%. 8% of boys are watching our podcast.
Uh-huh.
And we know what the 8% is, but we don't want to say that.
I have another story from elementary.
Really?
Yeah, so you guys remember Corbin, right?
Yeah.
And you guys know Haley, right? Haley?
Haley who?
Haley P.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And y'all remember Alex?
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we all decided, we were like, oh, let's do this prank on Corbin. Let's write him a fake love letter.
I was so not included in that.
I knew about it and I was laughing.
I
was laughing.
I was mad at y'all for that one.
Why? He deserves it. He, oh my gosh, on one of the iPads, he put like a flower background, and then he put my name and his name because he always liked me.
Like, oh, that's so weird.
That's weird.
He liked me before he liked you.
I know. He has to cheat off you. I saw him do that.
He what?
Cheated off you.
Oh, yeah. I'm betting on
that. I always saw him look over to your paper, and I'm just like, bro.
Yeah, I do the elbow thing, and it makes people really annoyed in middle school, but I'm like, I don't really care. Like, they'll look at me, and like, there was this one girl, oh my gosh, that was like cheating.
Okay,
off me,
like, okay. Not. Whose podcast Sorry. Is this?
Sorry.
Okay, but anyway, that's like, it was crazy, like the prank, it got like real, like we
maybe,
went
maybe
for a long time with this, but
maybe
like I don't know, we just wrote like secret admirer or something, but we wrote it and we put it in his backpack, and Alex and Haley, they told me, they're like, go tell him that y'all saw someone, or that we saw someone put it in his backpack. So I want to go tell him. I was like, hey, I saw someone put this note in your backpack. They're wearing like a black hoodie, black pants. I don't know. That's just what Alex and Haley told me to say. So I was like, all right. And we told them that. And then I think Corbin, he had told Coach Tucker. I think.
Coach Tucker that he had a secret admirer or that he.
Or that someone wrote him a note. I don't know what he said, but.
Oh my gosh.
I remember, like, we all started, like, to realize, wow, this is crazy. Like, we might actually, like, get in trouble for this. And Haley was like, I'll just take the blame. It's fine. I was like,
She's always like, it's fine.
And I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble, but I don't want Haley to take the blame. Yeah, I'm just going to let her take the blame. but luckily, we didn't get in trouble. Everything's fine.
Oh my God. Remember, how they didn't know who was doing the graffiti in the girls' bathroom.
Oh, my God.
So oh, my God.
They threatened to put cameras in the bathroom, and I'm just like, that's illegal.
They didn't put cameras in the bathroom?
They threatened.
Dang, that's true. I bet it was... Oh, we can't really say names, can we? No, we can.
You can't say underage names.
Well, we'll just use letters. I'm pretty sure, like, y'all would know, right?
Okay. Probably.
So, A... Y'all know who I'm talking about? Well, A.
Is it a girl?
Oh, really, Lola? Is it a girl vandalizing in the girls' restroom?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think it was a boy. Okay. In the girls' restroom vandalizing, yeah.
Obviously. Sarcasm.
But I think it was A.
Yeah.
It might have been A or it might have been R.
I remember I was always in those things because we had because of all the vandalizing, we would have to put our names on this list, and I would always go to the restroom. So I would always be in those things, and that's where Miss Novak, threatened.
You say it again.
She threatened to put cameras in the bathroom, and in my head, I was just like, "That's illegal. You can't do that."
I think I was in one of them, and I was like, "Girl, you know I didn't do it." I was like, "Just let me go."
I know, but it was all like really funny to me, because I'm just
That was a crazy year, not crazier than 2020, but it was definitely second.
It was fun.
Yeah, I love Miss Beavis and Mr. Rose. I still love them. Those are our teachers, bro. Those are our favorite teachers.
Shout out to them. They're great.
They're great.
Yeah. We should put them on our podcast.
Oh my God.
Yes. We have them listen to all our episodes. They hear their names in this episode, and then they'll want to be featured.
No, because then they'll know who did the love letter.
Oh, yeah, fine. We can't do that yet. No, we can't do that.
No.
No, I was such a good kid. No, we can't do that. We can't do that.
It says one of her favorites, along with Tomasa. She liked me, but not like I wasn't her favorite.
Yeah, I was definitely Miss Beavis's favorite.
You know who I really didn't like?
Corbin. No one liked Corbin. We already said Corbin's name.
Teachers.
Oh, teacher?
I'm not going to say their name, but I will say their initial. Miss N.
Oh my gosh, Tomasa. She told you to put your books up.
No, I'm not talking about that. I just didn't like her in general. She loved me. That was good.
No, she said I was her favorite.
She said I was her favorite too.
No, remember when everybody was asking her who her favorite student was, and then she just yelled Kylie, but then like
I think she was just saying her name.
I mean, she was standing right in front of me.
I was in one of her small groups, and she was just like, Lola, you're my favorite. I'm just like, I know.
She would only talk to me about my sister.
Really? Does she know your sister?
No, my sister went to the same school as her daughter.
Oh.
I saw Miss Nye at HEB one time, and I was just too scared to say hi.
Yeah, we saw her at Dollar Tree.
I was scared to say hi.
She's happy to see Lola, though.
No, she just didn't seem happy in general.
I don't know, I like Miss Nine, but I was scared to say hi to her. I was afraid, like, she wouldn't recognize me, and she'd be like, who is this weird kid coming up to me? I'm like, I'm not trying to do that right now.
Yeah. Like, we're in my mom's closet, because it's the only place that we record podcasts.
Some holy heels?
And we're looking at all her shoes, and they're good, man.
They're pretty good heels.
Can I tell you guys something?
What? You know, we're on your public podcast, so, you know, just confess anything.
Yes.
I know. I listen to your guys' podcast, but you cannot tell anyone you do not have a mic. That just makes you look like a bad podcaster.
No, do you have a mic?
I mean, for my headphones.
Exactly.
But I'm getting one, and that's also what I want to talk to you guys about.
We're getting
getting one.
At Target, they have this one that I'm going to get, but I need an adapter so I can actually hook it up to my iPhone.
We already looked at Target.
They didn't have any in stock, so you might have to order some online.
I might have to order it. It's whatever. As long as I get the mic and the adapter. Probably going to have to get the adapter somewhere else, but then I can be a pro podcaster.
Period.
I will listen to podcasts. Yes, period. As long as you listen to ours.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
I think we talked to you about on our podcast.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
I think it was in the episode that you were in and we were talking in our intro. That episode actually will go up when we can't, you know, post.
Because it didn't have the best quality. So, yeah.
Well, y'all could just say that. Y'all could just be like, not the best quality. But what if this one doesn't have the best quality? That's going to suck.
Yeah.
Hopefully it does. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And we're in the closet now, so it's a lot better. Are you trying on my mom's shoes?
Yes. Where's the other shoe?
Ooh, I think she's trying to steal. I think she's trying to steal.
I think I'm about to steal.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
My feet are not that sneaky.
Dude, yes, they are. You did not wear socks. You did not wear socks for the whole freaking fifth grade, fourth grade year.
I didn't wear socks in fourth grade because I was just that bougie.
Bougie. Okay.
I think you're using that word wrong.
No. Same. No, maybe. I don't know.
Stop exposing me.
Bad and bougie, bad.
So, bad and bougie. What have you been doing in quarantine? Because I don't know. You haven't told us.
Well, there's a few things going on, you know. It's just my dad caught it. My aunt, she's caught it, like, just like the corona. But during quarantine, I don't know, I've been sitting around. I've watched All American like 4 times through. It's a great show. You should watch it.
It freaks me out.
All American freaks you out?
Yeah.
All American freaks you out. Why?
I can't do all that drama.
It's not even... What?
What?
It's too much drama.
And there's no...
Lola, do you watch All American?
I've watched the trailer.
How is it too much drama? Explain to me.
I've seen a few episodes.
You have?
I've seen a few parts, yeah.
Okay. I guess.
I thought you said, do 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 hip hip. I was like,
no more. I want to try more.
No.
What is this one?
My mom's going to kick us out if she sees shoes.
Bro, y'all are weird, man. I don't know what y'all are doing.
How long do you want to make these podcasts?
I don't know, man. I think we might just do, like, maybe another 4 minutes. Let's think of something, like...
Ours are ranging
from... Y'all want to tell some jokes?
Yeah, ours are ranging from, like, 17 to 20.
Yeah. Not long, but, like...
Oh,
let's do 20 minutes. Like
45, if we can in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, like, let's do this one for 20 minutes. Yeah, okay, yeah. So hurry up. What are we going to do? Tell jokes? What do y'all want to do? We can tell jokes. I got funny jokes.
What kind of mic do you want? Is it, like, the standard, like, standing mic or the one that clips onto your shirt?
I think it can clip onto your phone and you can hold it. Well, like, you could do anything, like, with any mic. Like, it's whatever.
That's cool. How much is it?
It's like, it's pretty cheap. Like,
how much is it?
I think y'all should get it too. It's like, dude, I think it's like 12. I don't know.
Oh, dang.
I'm just gonna.
What are the reviews?
But I don't know.
Just send me a screenshot.
Yeah, after the podcast.
Well,
it's already gonna be 20 minutes, so. It was fun talking to you guys for 20 minutes.
Yes,
exactly. 20
minutes. Yeah, it's going to be exactly 20 minutes.
We should still make it exactly. All right. Once it hits 50, do like your outro or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Whatever you're going to say.
All right. I'm going to start right now. Okay. So, if you have any questions about any stories, send me a DM on Instagram, and go check out Behind the Mask, Tomas and Lola's Mask, and we're out. Peace.